He held out his hand. It didn't matter where the lightsaber lay. He imagined how it would feel in his hand. The coolness of the metal, the familiar weight. And an instant later, he felt a gentle smack in his palm as the lightsaber returned to it. Grinning, despite his pain, he activated it. The first thing he looked for was Vistara's face, bathed in soft blue light. She was not looking at him. She was looking over his shoulder, in the direction they had been heading. Ben turned to follow her gaze, and saw that they had been sealed in.
Bloa,
he said glumly. They stood staring for a while. Then Vistara sighed.
This would go faster with two lightsabers, but let's get started. We might even get out of this alive if we do.
Oh, we will,
he said.
You sound pretty certain.
I am,
he said.
You just recently turned toward the light side of the Force. I promised I'd watch you become a Jedi, remember?
With her mask on, he couldn't read her expression, but she reached over and silently squeezed his arm. He sent her a warm brush of confidence and affection, and went to work on the stones. They quickly fell into a rhythm. Ben would cut the stones. Vistara would use the Force both to move the carved-out pieces safely behind them and to keep the wall of remaining stone from collapsing in on them. A few more tremors came, but between the two of them, the wall held. At one point, after several minutes of this, Ben's breath started to become labored. He thought the mask wasn't functioning and started to remove it.
Don't!
Cautioned Vistara.
The air. It's running out, and it feels hot. Use the Force to control your breathing.
He nodded. He did not speak, not after that warning, and did as she suggested. Use the Force to make his body absorb as much oxygen as it could from the slow breaths he permitted himself to take. After about half an hour, Ben stuck a hand in one of the cracks.
We're almost through,
he said. Vistara waved him over to her, indicating he should stand beside her. He did. She looked straight ahead and mimed pushing. He understood at once and nodded. She lifted her hand and counted down.
One, two,
three! They force-shoved with all their strength. The wall of wedged rocks exploded outward as if a thermal detonator had been set off. For a moment, they stood staring at the gaping hole. Then, started laughing and hugging each other.
Quit snuggling, you two,
came a voice. They looked up, shocked to see Corrin Horn. His eyes over the gas mask looked both amused and impatient.
The volcano erupted, and you need to get out with me now. Oh, and Vistara?
He tossed her an unlit lightsaber.
I believe this is yours.